Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Welcome back. This is our first day of pledge drive, and we will begin, as we always do, in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. First day of pledge drive means that we are anxious to get off to a brisk start, and Mary will join me a little bit later. We'll talk more about that. In the meantime, though, this is a regular program, and you can call in and be on the air. The number is 888-914-9149. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for your phone call. I have plenty of your emails, and I'll be getting to that here right quick. First, though, I want to share with you an announcement that was made by the bishops of Arizona. That would be Bishop James Wall of Gallup, even though that's technically not Arizona. He's from Arizona, by the way. He's from the Phoenix Diocese. Bishop Thomas Olmsted, the former Bishop of Phoenix, Bishop Edward Weisenberger, the Bishop of Tucson, Bishop John Dolan, the Bishop of Phoenix. And here is the press release that they came out with. In light of the upcoming election on November 8th, the bishops of the Arizona Catholic Conference are aware of different organizations and publications calling themselves Catholic, and that's in quote marks, but that do not represent the Catholic Church. These organizations cover various ends of the political spectrum and often engage in partisan political endeavors. It should be pointed out that Canon 216 of the Catholic Code of Canon Law stresses that no initiative can lay claim to the title Catholic without the consent of the competent ecclesiastical authority. That, by the way, is the local bishop. The use of the name Catholic implies that the initiative in some way represents the Catholic Church. Hence, the competent authority, in most instances the local bishop, must give permission for any entity, endeavor, or movement to call itself Catholic. Those who do so without permission are in violation of the Church teaching and law. We must stress that the Catholic Church is always politically nonpartisan. Moreover, it is worth recalling that the Catholic Church has a long tradition of our beliefs influencing our personal politics, not our personal politics trying to influence our faith. When we reverse those two, we place ourselves outside the tradition and teachings of the Catholic Church. And there is a link to this. There's a reflection on the upcoming election, and there's a YouTube video that is linked to that. So we'll get a link to this for you so you can read it for yourself. But it's worth noting that there are people out there and organizations who will slap the word Catholic on their campaign literature or things of that nature to give you the impression that your local bishop is proposing something when in fact he really isn't. So a little bit later in the show today, we'll get a link to that for you. 888-914-9149, that's the number to call to be on the air. I want to alert you to the fact that daylight saving is possibly going to become permanent. We gained an hour. What was it yesterday? Early yesterday morning, we gained an hour. That's the annual fall back. And the Washington Times has an interesting article about a new law that has been proposed by Senator Marco Rubio. It's a new bill that would make daylight saving permanent. And there's a real, I would say, a real drawing of a line, and people are lining up on both sides of this issue. I would prefer that we just do one or the other and just leave it at that, personally. I don't like the idea of falling back and springing forward and all that. And there's some scientific data that goes along with this. The article itself is worth reading if you're interested, but it looks as though if this were to pass the House and the Senate and then get signed by the president, then it would become the law and we would stay permanently in daylight saving time. Some of the arguments that used to be used in favor of this no longer really that important anymore, because it used to have a lot to do with conserving energy and things. Not that we're not in need of conserving energy, but our ability to produce energy is now far better than it was back in the early part of the 20th century. So depending on how you feel about this, it could wind up going permanently to daylight saving. honestly, if you ask me, the arguments in favor of keeping it a daylight saving don't make as much sense to me as it would to keep it on standard time. I think just keeping it on standard time permanently would be the best way to go. And there are a lot of people in the sciences who are speaking out on that issue. Hawaii and Arizona do not observe daylight saving time, although the Navajo Nation in northeastern Arizona does observe it in line with federal practice. Germany made daylight saving time a national practice to conserve energy and supplies during World War I. Other nations started doing that as well. Stephen Calandrio, a professor of the University of Washington School of Law, who studies this issue, he says, we don't need as much oil to heat our homes during morning darkness because many of us are still under the covers in bed. He says the energy saving argument is no longer as strong as it was 100 years ago because now a greater portion of our energy dollar goes to cooling instead of heating costs. And daylight saving time makes it more difficult to cool the house. He said energy concerns now rank behind the potential public safety benefits of daylight saving time. The evening rush hour tends to be more deadly than the morning rush hour. And a Rutgers University study from 2004 found that a full year of daylight saving time could eliminate nearly 400 deaths of pedestrians and vehicle occupants per year. That's a good argument in favor of it. Extra daylight in the evening also reduces crime. Calandrio says criminals like to work in evening darkness, not morning darkness. So daylight saving times takes an hour out of criminals' work days. That's good, too. At least 450 bills on the subject have been introduced in states since 2015. In 2018, Florida became the first state to enact legislation that permanently observes daylight savings time, though the switch is contingent on a change in federal law. A CBS News poll in March found that 46% of U.S. residents preferred year-round daylight saving time, 33% want year-round standard time. I think I fall into that category. And 21% were fine with continuing to switch twice a year. I'm not in that category for sure. I'd say let's do one or the other and not switch back and forth. Do you have a strong opinion on that, Cyrus? I know you're a man of strong opinions. How do you feel about
one that? One or the other. At this point, I don't even care. Just pick one. I did like it when I was a father of young children, though, because they had no concept of time and they saw it was dark. I was like, oh, it's time for bed. I'm like, yes, it is. It is time for you to go to bed.
Yeah, because they don't know that it's an hour early.
Exactly.
And you and Melanie have a little extra time to yourselves that evening.
That is an extra glass of wine, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew you had a strong opinion on that. Yeah, I feel the same way. One or the other. Let's just leave me alone. I don't want to spring forward.
Leave me alone.
I've got a life to lead over
here. Get off my lawn.
That's right. So we'll see what happens. But this could be the last, you know, calendar year into the next calendar year that we'll have to deal with this one way or the other.
Can we get a Patrick Madrid prediction on that?
Well, you know, looking at the stats in the article, it looks like a significant majority of people want continued permanent daylight saving time. That's what they want. And you notice that I'm saying it correctly, daylight saving time. Nobody says that. Everybody says daylight savings. But there's always that one person who will write in and say, you didn't say it right. It's daylight saving time. So I'm trying to get ahead of the curve there by saying it correctly. We'll see what happens. So my prediction is it will probably pass and we'll probably be in permanent daylight saving time forever.
And then a bunch of people will complain about it and we'll go back.
You know what? You're probably right. So that's your prediction.
That's definitely my prediction.
A year from now, let's have this conversation. Although I understand Father Rocky has a message for us. We probably should go to that. And then we'll come back to the phones. If you're holding on the phones, please don't worry. I'm going to come to you shortly. If you're getting a busy signal when you call in, just hit redial 888-914-9149. Here is a message from our executive director, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO and chairman of Relevant Radio. It's day one of our Join the Family Pledge Drive. Help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. If you can help us with a gift of $20 a month today, our special gift to you is a lovely icon of Our Lady smiling. It's known as the image of Our Lady of Bethlehem, and it's beautiful and has extraordinary detail and vibrant colors. This freestanding icon of the Blessed Mother and Infant Jesus will be a great addition to your home. This beautiful icon is only available today for a gift of $20 a month. You can make your tax-deductible donation on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123.
It is a great day to join the family at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. As Father Rocky just said, $20 a day. And we have got a big goal for this hour. We need 200 people who will join the family during this hour that will set us a record for this hour on this day, the first day of our pledge drive. So join the family now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Better yet, use the app, the Relevant Radio app, or visit relevantradio.com and do it online. And you'll have that special download that is this year again, is again from Father Rocky. I feel like Elmer Fudd here right now from Father Rocky.
You and me
both. And it's
about
having the ideal Catholic family.
Yeah. Speaking of family, I'd like to welcome some new family members into our Relevant Radio family. Nancy in Petoskey, Michigan. She is a brand new donor. She made a gift of $246. Thank you for that, Nancy. You're getting that icon of Our Lady that we have for you. Also, thank you to you, Mandy, in Phoenix for your $308 gift, brand new donor. These are online gifts, by the way, and that means relevantradio.com is where they're going to make their gift. Mona in Austin, Texas, thank you for your gift of $250. And Elma in Austin, Texas, also your neighbor. Your gift of $26, greatly appreciated. We're deeply grateful. And the way for you to be like them and join the family is go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge today, the first day of Pledge Drive, or call us at 877-291-0123.
Last hour, Patrick, you asked for some folks who could give in a big way, and we had some that stepped up. Thank you to Robert in Greenwood, Indiana, for a $1,000 gift. Ooh. Brand new donor. Welcome to the family, Robert. And Thomas in Boulder Creek, California, $1,000 gift. We also have Thomas in Tinley Park, Illinois, made a special gift of $1,000. Thank you so much. If you can give in that big way, we'll still send you the icon, which is yours for a simple gift of $20 a month or $240. So please, whatever you can give during this hour, give. We need to hear from everybody at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need 200 new family members during this hour.
We have some new ones who just rolled up. Benedict in Burnsville, Minnesota, with his $26 online gift for the very first time. Thank you, Benedict. Well, thank you for joining the family. Susan in Elridge, Iowa, your gift of $26 is deeply appreciated. Certainly appreciate that. Ronald in Milwaukee, your $20 gift. We're greatly appreciating that too. And Anonymous in Roland, Arkansas, your gift of $365 or a dollar a day, also deeply appreciated. 877-291-0123 is the number to call to make your gift, or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
That's right, Lunger. Well, this is the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you for tuning in. The number is 888-914-9149. We have space for you right now. Let's go to Joseph in, where is Joseph? Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Patrick. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas area. I've been listening to you for, heck, I think about 17 years. You're a treasure to me and so many of us, really. I couldn't even think of the proper words to describe what you mean to so many of us. But I just happened to call on a day that you have the fundraiser. So when we get off the phone, I'll definitely be going in. It'll be the first time I'll be donating for you to continue what you do for so many of us. Anyway, excuse me, I'm so sorry. My question is this. It's about, I'm doing a plenary indulgence for All Saints. It's that octave, I guess they call it, and it's from the November 1st through the 8th. That's the way I read it. And I know that one of the requirements is confession in that week. Now, do you know if that includes the 8th or it has to be done by the 7th? Or could I go tomorrow? Because I was looking at the schedule, and I there's no confession. I'd have to make some other arrangement. There's nothing until tomorrow the 8th. Is that included? Okay. Do you know?
It is, yeah. So when the church says within the octave or the 8 days, either before or after, that would include the 8th day. So tomorrow being the 8th, you would be in, you're in luck if you can get to confession tomorrow.
I am so thankful for that. That means so much to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just love listening to you.
Thank you, Joseph. You're very kind. I appreciate it very much. And thanks for joining the family. 17 years in the making, too. If you go to relevantradio.com, you'll be able to see that icon that we'll send you at the $20 a day giving level. Thanks, Joseph. I hope we talk again soon. Appreciate that. 888-914-9149. Here's a little bit of information about the apostolic pardon. It came up on the show a little earlier. And for those who are not familiar, the apostolic pardon is a plenary indulgence that remits all penance necessary for sins that have been forgiven in your life. And if you've lived a long enough life, chances are you've got quite a few things racked up over the years, right? Well, this is the church's applying the superabundant merits of Jesus Christ and Our Lady and all the saints joined with him to you, as Jesus gave the church the authority to bind and loose. And the church in this indulgence is loosing you from the need to do penance for those sins. Jesus paid the price. You can't do that. But you still have the effects of the sin in your life, and that's where penance comes in. So here's an explanation of this. This is we'll get a link posted to you for you from an article that explains it further. The apostolic pardon is given as part of the last rites. In the Handbook of Indulgences, in page 28, it says, priests who minister the sacraments to the Christian faithful who are in a life and death situation should not neglect to impart to them the apostolic blessing with its attached indulgence. But if a priest cannot be present, Holy Mother Church lovingly grants such persons who are rightly disposed a plenary indulgence to be obtained at the approach of death, provided they regularly prayed in some way during their lifetime. The use of a crucifix or a cross is recommended in obtaining this plenary indulgence. In such a situation, the three usual conditions required in order to gain a plenary indulgence are substituted for by the condition that they had prayed regularly in some way. Do you see what that means? If the priest comes to your sick bed or the sick bed of a loved one and grants the apostolic pardon, that's great. That's the best way to do it. But let's cast our minds back during COVID just a couple of years ago, those dark days when there were people who were in hospices or hospital rooms or home even, and the priests could not get to them. And in some cases, well, just leave it at that. The priests did not go to them, did not give them the last rites. And that may actually have happened to you or to someone that you love, rather, and it caused a great deal of pain and anguish. Know this, that the church says that the church herself, without the need for the priest to be there, grants your loved one a plenary indulgence at the approach of death, provided that your loved one regularly prayed in some way during his or her lifetime. That's a very, very broad and open-ended kind of condition. And if your loved one perhaps died in that terrible situation, don't lose hope. It may well be that because the church, our mother, granted this indulgence to your loved one, that may have speeded them past the gates of purgatory entirely. So just be aware of that. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to, to Susan in Indiana. Good morning, Susan.
Hello. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask a question going back to the statement that you read regarding the use of Catholic. I do understand that, but at the same time, I've also seen the bishops, in my opinion, being political. When you look at the statements that were coming out during the Trump administration against President Trump, there were very political statements. And then also even our local Catholic conference is asking us to vote for certain propositions. And you also had, you know, like, for example, the Archbishop of Washington asking his priest to go out and take part in a Black Lives Matter demonstration while condemning then-President Trump for visiting the John Paul Center in Washington, D.C. with his Catholic wife. So just wondering, you know, we've got the five Catholic non-negotiables, which we don't hear any bishops or priests mentioning, but that serves as a voting guide to Catholics. Also, the Forming Consciences of Faithful Citizenship put out by the USCCB notes clearly off the top that voting pro-life is a preeminent priority.
Right. I agree with that. So that last part in particular. So what was the question? Could you reframe it for me, Susan?
To say that, you know, how does it wash that statement with us not being political when we do see political policies being issued for us from the bishop conferences around the country?
Okay. A reasonable question. I think I would approach it this way. It's not that we can't be political. We have to be political. Politics is part of human society. And even Aristotle's The Politics is a treatise on the importance and necessity of being involved each in our own way in politics. So the church is not saying to us that we can't be political. That message that I shared from the bishops of Arizona simply says it's referring to a very specific phenomenon, and that is groups out there that may in fact not even be Catholic who are using the term Catholic contrary to the church's law as a way to support a political candidate or a political position. And the church says, no, you don't have the right to do that. It's in essence like a copyright infringement, although I don't think it rises to that level in the courts, but it would be something similar to that. That's different, on the other hand, from, let's face it, there are some bishops who are very political. It just is. That is one of those realities. There are some bishops who are not at all political, and then probably the great majority somewhere in between. So I'm not here to defend any particular bishop's way of going about being political or apolitical, but rather that article or that statement is simply addressing the problem of people exploiting Catholics by making them think, oh, well, this must be coming from the church, when in fact it's not. So take, for example, Susan, this group, they call themselves Catholics for a Free Choice. There's nothing about there's nothing about what they do in promoting abortion that is in any way Catholic. And they use the name Catholic in a way contrary to what the Catholic Church says they can do. They shouldn't be doing that. So there'd be an example of where people can be confused if they say, oh, Catholics for a Free Choice. I guess the Catholic Church supports what they do when it clearly doesn't. So the church wants to avoid giving the misimpression that it's in some way officially approving of these campaign flyers or other materials that groups are sending out. That's the reason for that statement, as I read it.
Okay, well, thank you. I do wish they, you know, become, because prior to that statement, I hadn't heard a lot of bishops coming out against Catholics for Choice and saying you can't use that term. I think the bishops' conference might have put out something on that a while back, but I appreciate it. I'm just trying to figure this all out because I see, you know, some bishops being so. Anyhow, I know it's political, you know, it's election season and these topics seem to come to the forefront, but it is an important discussion to have, I think.
I agree.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Susan. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is one of the reasons. I don't necessarily enjoy election cycles, for as Susan was talking about, these kinds of issues come to the fore. It's not that I don't enjoy talking about issues per se, but isn't it true, everybody, how politics has a way of getting people very uptight and emotional and defensive? Maybe not every last person, but it seems like most people, they just get into a weird place when politics comes up. So I'm here to talk about the issues, that's for sure. I'm Catholic more than anything else. And whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, I'd invite you to call me. We could talk about anything that's on your mind today. 888-914-9149. Mary Graham is going to pick up in just a minute and talk about Pledge Drive.
Are doing what we need to do here to keep this station on the air. Isn't it great to have these opportunities to have these discussions and these conversations? From a Catholic perspective, it is so very important. And that only happens when people like you join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We set goals each and every hour, and we're going to set a record goal, a record number of gifts and record number of people joining the family for this hour on a Monday during Pledge Drive. And we need 200 people. So far, we've got in 64. So that leaves us with like 56, 156. Is that right?
Yep.
Did I do my
Sounds
math correctly
about right.
in my head there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
so
like it.
156 people in the next 33 minutes.
You can do it, as Cyrus likes to say. keep in mind, we're asking you today, and we really only today do we have this beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. You can see it if you go to relevantradio.com. Take a look at it there. It's beautiful. I've been to Bethlehem several times. I've seen it with my own eyes, and you can have this image on your desk or in your home or put it on your dashboard and look at Our Lady smiling at you while you're driving through traffic. But either way, today's the only day that you'll be able to get this because they'll be gone soon. And it also has a beautiful card that tells the story of this. This is at the $240 giving level or $20 a month. It's easy. And the way to make your pledge today with that matching dollar for dollar pledge assistance as well is just simply go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. But go there, go to relevantradio.com right now. Take a look at Our Lady smiling at you. It's almost like she's got something she wants to tell you. I love the way that icon looks.
We have an anonymous donor in Lakewood, California, who made that special gift of $20 a month, $240. Robert in Stoughton, Wisconsin, did it again, $20 a month. Thank you so much. We have Catherine in Flagstaff, Arizona, made her gift online, which means you're getting the extra download that's coming from Father Rocky. How to be a happy Catholic family. I'm sure you'll find that beneficial. If you've got kids that are growing up, share it with them. All that is yours when you make your gift online or on the app at relevantradio.com or your Relevant Radio app. Join the family at $20 a month. You'll get that download and you will get this beautiful icon. It is an absolutely gorgeous image. And this is the image that's at the southern entrance of the Holy Cave of the Nativity. And it is yours for $20 a month. Something perfect for you to put on your altar at home. You can pack it in your suitcase when you travel, wherever you go. $20 a month, and we are still in need of, it looks like, 130 people who will join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 125, that's all we need at relevantradio.com.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Love it, love it, love it. I love my job. I love being with you. I love hanging out with you. Thank you. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call if you want to be on the air. I'm happy to take your call. And even though this is the first day of Pledge Drive, this is a great day for us to talk on the air. 888-914-9149. I have a note that comes in from Mark, listening in Arizona. It's about the movie Silence. He says, this movie portrays Liam Neeson as a Jesuit priest who denounces his faith to save the lives of Christians who will be killed by the Japanese if he doesn't renounce his faith. A young priest is put in the same situation and also renounced his faith to save innocent lives. Would that be morally correct as a response in this situation? No. No, it would not. Because let's just think about this for a second. To renounce your faith would mean to renounce Jesus. To simply say, this is more important to me than you, Lord. And even if it is a great good, like the good of preserving other people's lives, there comes a time when you can't say, I will renounce Jesus. I mean, you should never say that in any case. But you should not put, this is a form of idolatry, in other words, by putting something above God. And I didn't see the movie. I didn't read the novel either. I understand the novel is quite good. I didn't want to see the movie because I don't want to see people being burned alive. And I don't want to see people being drowned in the beach. And that's exactly, and other things too, that's exactly what these Japanese Catholics experienced in the martyrdoms that they underwent. when the shoguns who wanted to stamp out the Catholic faith in Japan, this is in the 1600s, and they were willing to die really terrible deaths because they put God first. And the shogun said, listen, you know, you can have a great life, lots of fun things to do, if you just renounce Jesus. And they said, no, I won't do that. And that's the essence of martyrdom, where you shed your blood for Jesus. Now, it's not the only form of martyrdom, but that's the kind that we're talking about here. So for anybody to say, well, I'm going to put even my own life above that of my love for God, that is a terrible sin. Now, I recognize that people who are under tremendous fear, torture, compulsion, I mean, nobody wants to be put in that situation. I certainly don't. And it's easier said than done to say, just do what the Lord wants you to do, even if you have to lose your own life. I've never been put in that situation. I hope I never am. But here's something St. Paul says on this topic. This is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. He says, if we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So there's a very stark warning there about renouncing Jesus. What a hideous thought that Jesus would renounce you. If you renounce him, he will renounce you. I don't even like to ponder what that would result in. So no, that is not the correct response. Now, once again, I understand the tremendous, I don't understand, I'll put it that way. I can try to understand, I can try to imagine the kind of fear that someone would experience. But Liam Neeson's character, that priest in the movie, he did not do anyone any favors, least of all himself, by renouncing Jesus in order to save other people. It becomes a false god. Even with the best of intentions, it becomes a false god. 888-914-9149. This one comes in from Natalie. She's listening in San Francisco on our 1260 AM station. Thank you, Natalie. She says, I'm filling out my healthcare directives form, and I'm trying to clearly leave instructions to my loved ones of my wishes for my end-of-life care. I'm wondering if there are any guidelines that the church has for Catholics in these situations. Thank you. Well, thank you, Natalie. And the answer is yes. Now, to summarize it, one of the things to bear in mind is that the church says that for your loved ones to know what is the moral path to take, if you are at the end of your life and you are not being kept alive by some extraordinary means, let's say like a ventilator or some other sophisticated system to keep you alive, let's say you're in a coma, for example, the church says that your loved ones are not obligated to keep you on that sustained life support in an extraordinary way indefinitely, and that if they determine that there's really no chance that you're going to come back, they can quote-unquote unplug or turn off the ventilator, in which case you would die. They're not trying to kill you, but that's an unintended side effect. So there are some circumstances like that, but your family members would need to know that you cannot be starved to death. They can't Terry Schiavo you, in other words, and just withdraw all food and water and nourishment to the extent that you're able to consume it. Now, sometimes the body will get to the point near death where it no longer is able to receive hydration, it's no longer able to receive nutrition. And those are unusual circumstances. We're not talking about that. But you would want to make sure that your end-of-life instructions included, don't starve me to death. Don't withhold hydration. Let me live for as long as I can naturally live, et cetera, et cetera. So that's just one example. There are other issues like do not resuscitate. Is that something that you would want to have? What are some of the measures you would or would not want to have taken, etc.? So I would recommend two things. One is go to the National Catholic Bioethics Center website, and it's ncbcenter.org, ncbcenter.org. They have a section on end-of-life issues, including some forms that you can download. They've got examples of Catholic teaching on specific issues to help guide you and those that you're going to be giving instructions to. It's very helpful. National Catholic Bioethics Center, ncbcenter.org. And then also, I would recommend a book by a fellow by the name of Mark Henry. The book is called Finish Faithful. And it is a book-length treatment of this topic, showing the things that you can do and not do, things you should do, things you shouldn't do, things that can really cause you problems if you're not careful, if you just sign off on the boilerplate instructions that are downloadable online and in other places. That can really cause problems for you, because it could wind up giving instructions for people to do something that's actually immoral. So check that out. I think you'll find that helpful. 888-914-9149. Now, I just want to get my bearings here on our next break coming up, because we are on our first day of Pledge Drive right now, and I want to take a look at some of the statistics in just a minute. Mary will be joining me in a few minutes. We'll talk about that. But I do want to remind you that the Pledge Drives are necessary so that we can keep everything going. And if you're like the countless other people who write to Relevant Radio, I see your emails on a daily basis. People are telling us how Relevant Radio has been a real lifeline for them, and how they just can't wait for the next show to start, and they're listening avidly. Many people who listen avidly are not even Catholic, and they're making their way into the Catholic Church. It's a journey, after all. 888-914-9149. We're going to hear a miracle moment, and then we'll come right back with more, including some conversation with Mary Graham, my colleague, talking about this Pledge Drive goal and what we need to do to accomplish it.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
John in Big Rock, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Drew. I called in earlier this week, and because I thought there was a chance that I might have cancer. Yep. I had an MRI yesterday. I got the results last night, and I am cancer-free.
Oh, praise God. Another
I just
answer.
Say thank you know. Thank Amen. You for your passion wow. for this prayer and Amen. Relevant Radio for allowing you to say it. And just yep. everybody that's listening, yep. use this prayer. It's it's awesome. It's an awesome gift from God.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
This is how we do it, folks. You can join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. All we're asking today is $20 a month for the next year. That's $240. And when you make that gift, we have a beautiful Virgin Mary of Bethlehem. It's a freestanding, golden engraved wood silk screen icon. Absolutely gorgeous, and it's yours for $20 a month. You can see it when you stop by the website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app to make your gift and join the family here at Relevant Radio. What we need this hour is a total of 200 gifts. We're down to only needing another 90 people in the next 20 minutes or so that will join the family.
That is very doable, Mary. I love the sound
yes,
of that.
Absolutely.
I always get nervous when we're getting down to like the last couple of minutes and we need a million people in 2 minutes or something.
Right?
This is doable. This is doable. And here's some people who are helping us do this. Michael in Elmira, California, your gift. Brand new donor, $246. Very much appreciated. It came in at just the right time. Same with you, Lori in Lansdowne, PA. Your gift of $26, very much appreciated. Thank you. Joseph in Fort Worth, Texas, your $246 gift. I think I might have just spoken to Joseph a few minutes ago. He said he was going to go straight to the Pledge Drive mm-hmm. website, relevantradio.com. And also, Adeseli in Susan City, California, your $20 donation, deeply appreciated. Thank you. And this is how we're going to make it, Mary. We're going to make it person by person, right?
That's right. One member, new member at a time here, joining the family at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. An anonymous donor in Campton Hills, Illinois said, you know what? Now's the time. Now's the time to make this gift of $1,600, because it's a partnership challenge hour, and it was yeah. doubled to $3,200.
100%.
Yes. Thank you. 100% match. Your gift will be matched too when you visit the website and join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you call 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 is the number to call. Now, if you get a busy signal, which you might, I love it, though, when we melt the phone lines down, 877-291-0123. You'll never get a busy signal at relevantradio.com. You can make your pledge safe and secure there or on the Relevant Radio app.
We are making progress. We only need 80 more people who will join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or calling 877-291-0123. Today is the only day that this icon is available. So give now.
You done good, Cyrus. You done real good.
Thanks, partner.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
You love playing this one, don't you, Cyrus?
It's one of my favorites.
Is this A-Team? Is
that's
that what
right.
This?
And okay. We're bringing the A-game today.
Well, if you're like the star of that show, shouldn't it be the C-Team?
I don't know what to make of that.
It doesn't
comment.
Sound quite right,
no,
does
it's
it?
No, not right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. That brought back some memories. Although, honestly, I never saw the A-Team. Never watched it on TV. Truly, I never did.
But you are aware of the show.
And, oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Robert Stack. He was always smoking a stogie.
That's right.
Mr. T. The fool.
All right. You're good. You're good to go.
Yeah. I know pop culture, but just like I also know about the Dukes of Hazzard, and I never saw that show either. They were racing cars off of ramps.
Come on.
I never saw
the Dukes of Hazzard.
No. No, but I know what it's about. It's
come
about
on, man.
Boss Hogg. Weren't they trying to get away from him?
Every episode.
Yeah. It's the same story.
It's
over
the same
and over
story
again.
Over. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. 87. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Oops. Wrong number. 888-914-9149. The reason I just messed up is because today is the first day of Pledge Drive. But this is a regular program, as it will be throughout the week. So you can call me now and be on the air. 888-914-9149. This is an email that just came in moments ago. And this is from Alva. She says, hi, Patrick. Are any of the last rites, including the anointing of the sick or apostolic pardon, available for non-Catholics? I have an elderly aunt who became unconscious several days ago and is intubated and on a ventilator. She was an active Presbyterian, taught Sunday school, and was a deacon in her church until recent years when she became homebound. Because she has not regained consciousness, she cannot give consent. Thank you for your answer. Yeah, this is one of those... this is one of those questions that, on the one hand, I could easily understand how much you would desire this for your aunt. But at the same time, if in her life she never gave any indication that she wanted to be Catholic, she wanted to be received into the church, I think in situations like this, the church presumes that that is her decision, that she didn't want to be Catholic. And so the church does not force sacraments on anybody who showed that they didn't want to be Catholic. So in her case, you can certainly ask the priest if he is able to come to her wherever she is. He can certainly bless her. He can certainly pray for her. But if she was not a Catholic, she would not be an apt candidate for the sacrament of holy anointing. He can grant her the apostolic pardon, and it would be between God and her. Only God would know whether or not she would be properly disposed to receive that. So that's a possibility. You could ask him about that. But the sacraments of initiation are required under normal circumstances. This would not be true, let's say, of a dying child, for example, a child who's been baptized but has not received the other sacraments of initiation, namely confirmation and Holy Communion, could still be anointed. And that is something that's routine. So in this case, I would maybe keep praying that maybe the Lord will give her a moment of lucidity in which she could wake up and you could ask her, Aunt, you didn't tell me her name, would you like me to have a parish priest come and visit you? And would you like to become a Catholic? Would you like to receive the sacraments? And of course, God is in the business of performing miracles. And it may be that he would let her wake up and tell you this, in which case you would have your answer. That'd be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? 888-914-9149. By the way, thank you for sending me the note, Alva. I hope your aunt has a peaceful passing. This is Actually, this is interesting. This is an email that comes in from Kristen, and I'm just trying to sort out some of the specifics of this email because it's a rather long email, but I'll give you a few of the details. She says that she has a daughter in her late 20s who eloped several years ago with a man that Kristen and her husband did not know well. He came out as transgender about 2 years ago, and their daughter stayed with him until he decided he was also polyamorous and started doing that whole thing. She came back home, and she's now going through a divorce. They were not married in the church. And Kristen says, I knew she didn't attend Mass, and I told her a condition for living with us was to attend Mass. She has very much fallen away from the church. They have several other children living at home, so they told her that she had to attend Mass just as everyone else did, and she has complied with this. However, we just found out that she has a dating profile where she lists herself as bisexual and an atheist. She says, this is obviously very upsetting for my husband and me. We believe she may be meeting other women for dates, and while I knew she wasn't in line with the church, I didn't know that she considered herself an atheist. I have had family members tell me to remove her from my home, and I've had others tell me that I cannot remove her. I don't want her to leave because I can't imagine where she will go and who would influence her. What can I do to try to bring her back to the church? Are there books you would recommend? She's incredibly smart. She had a full scholarship to college. She loves to read. She says, I don't know, though, if she's open to reading about the church. I thought maybe something about St. Padre Pio, who is interesting and holy, but I also want to give her something that shows the truth of the church. I'm at a loss to know what to do. But I'm physically ill now about this. She has obviously been through a traumatic experience, but has never before shown any indication of being bisexual, and I think the atheism is growing out of that, or vice versa. All right, so my first advice would be don't kick her out of the house, because that would, in my view, very likely have long-reaching consequences that you don't want to incur. It could lead to a break in your relationship. And rightly or wrongly, these decisions that she's making, they certainly do have an effect on your family. They do have an effect on your other children. So it's wise to help protect them or shield them from some of the things that maybe your daughter might talk to them about. And that's where you need to get her to, you know, to at least for the sake of her younger siblings, to be willing to conceal that aspect of her life from them, even if just for their protection. But I really don't recommend that you would kick her out of the house. I think it would create a rift. It would create a, you know, I only love you if ... fill in the blank. And my view as a father, as a parent, is I love you regardless. Son of mine, daughter of mine, there's nothing you can do that will make me love you any less. Now, there's things you can do that will make it impossible for you to live under our roof. Those things could happen. You know, if you're doing drugs at home or you're doing something else at home and you're an adult and you're doing things, but this doesn't strike me as that level of egregiousness. She's doing this on the side. It's sinful, yes, and the things that are going on, who knows what they may be. But before it ever got to something that escalated to the point where you would say, I can't have you living here. In the meantime, I would say, show her a model, as you probably already have been, of happy, married, joyful love, you and your husband. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily going to make her change her mind, but at least it will be a model for her of what it means in God's plan for two people to have a loving friendship that involves marriage and all that that involves too. I think you're right to presume that either the atheism is stemming from the sexual deviation, because obviously if you can convince yourself that God doesn't exist, it gets a whole lot easier to dabble in sin, you know. On the other hand, it could be the other way around. It could be one causing the other. So perhaps what you could do would be to send her some videos from Father Mike Schmitz. He has a great YouTube channel, lots and lots of issues, including this one, by the way, bisexuality. And he's very, very forthright, very persuasive. So look him up on YouTube, Father Mike Schmitz. Thanks for the email, and I'll be praying for you and your daughter.
We are on the first day of our Join the Family Pledge Drive here at Relevant Radio, and we're asking you to, you know what, join the family. It's real simple. All you have to do is stop by the website, relevantradio.com, open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Relevant Radio runs radio stations, owns and manages radio stations coast to coast from New York to L.A. Costs a lot of money to do that, to like the tune of $3 million every quarter. So that's what we're doing, is we're raising that $3 million to get us through the next quarter. And we're taking just little baby bites, one step at a time. And we are in need of 61 people in the next 5 minutes now, down to 5 minutes, who will join the family at relevantradio.com using the app or by calling 877-291-0123.
It's that easy, but it's also that difficult for us if you don't call 877-291-0123, because we're relying upon you to help us reach our goal. And you know what that means? That means that you get to continue listening to Relevant Radio. So there is a definite symbiotic relationship here. We're seeking to help you every minute of every day, but in order to continue doing that, we need your help too. I'd like to say a few thank yous. Gene in Albuquerque, New Mexico, thank you for your gracious $374 gift. We very much appreciate it. And John in Richmond, Virginia, we very much appreciate your $25 gift as well. Both brand new donors. Let's see, John in Northbrook, Illinois, your $25 gift, and John in Richmond, Virginia, your $25 gift. Another John in Richmond, Virginia, thank you for that. New donors as well. And also, Christina in Crea, California, you came in with a $300 recurring gift as a new donor. Welcome to the family. So happy to have you with us, and thank you for your donation.
It is exciting to see all these people join in the family so quick and so rapidly. We're looking for 55 new family members here at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Will you be part of the 55 that help us set a new record for this hour on the first day of Pledge Drive? If so, you can also make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. And we have some fabulous, absolutely amazing gifts available during this Pledge Drive. But today, and today only, you can get the Virgin Mary of Bethlehem. It's a freestanding golden engraved wood silk screen icon. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a replica of the image that was discovered at the southern entrance of the Holy Cave of the Nativity. And this is yours for a simple gift of $20 a month for the next year, or a one-time gift of $240. It's a great way to join the family. If you've never given before, perhaps from one of those new markets, brand new to the Relevant Radio program and what we've got going here, it's a perfect opportunity to dip your toe in and join the family. RelevantRadio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We only need 53 more people.
Yeah, we're getting there little by little, but we're also running out of time. We only have less than 3 minutes now. So a big thank you to you, Robert, in Skokie, Illinois, for your $400 first-time gift as a new donor. Thank you. Berta in Maple Valley, Washington, thank you for your $250 gift. Dwayne in Athens, Wisconsin, your $100 gift will go a long way. Thank you for that. And Anonymous in Collegeville, PA, thank you for your $50 first-time gift. We very much appreciate it. We're getting down to about 2 minutes now. You might consider this the two-minute warning. And if we can get in, looks like we're, what do we need, a little over 40 calls or 40 people now, Mary, to get to our goal?
Looks like just under 50 people right now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or using the app when you give on either of those two digital platforms. We have a brand new talk for you from Father Rocky, as we always do on our online giving, a special download that comes your way. It's called How to Be a Happy Catholic Family. It's an MP3 that shows up as soon as you finish, and you can download it. It also comes in your emails. And everybody who gets those downloads lets us know how fruitful they are for them and their life. So call now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Still about a minute left in this hour. We need 30 people. Be one of those 30 people to help us set a goal at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Looking for 30 more family members now.